Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Merry Christmas and general holiday time, stinkers. We have got an absolutely special one to celebrate. I'm hoovering with the brilliant Ed Gamble off of Off Menu and Great British Menu and everything else in comedy, really. Oh, my sweet baby donkey, did we eat some next level food for this episode. Had to be done, really, because he is a snazzy boy food king. Before we get into it, can I please make sure that you are giving yourself and all the people you know this Christmas the following incredibly eco-savvy gifts. One, tickets to see my brand new tour show Metal in 2024. It starts in February and it's coming everywhere, please. It's my biggest tour yet. And if you want to buy them a paper object, can you please also get them Ed's book, Glutton? And why not definitely also make sure you've got tickets to see Ed's new 2024 tour show, Hot Diggity Dog, as well. That starts in March. This is a bumper big episode, but there is still an extraordinary amount of extra conversation, though. We record even more than this. And I save that as one of many types of gift each month for my patrons. They're the people who fund this podcast with as little as £2 a month, and they're my favourites, actually. Sorry. I swap them all sorts in exchange for their money, not just extra content, whole secret episodes, discount and free tickets to live shows, early and ad-free episodes, birthday videos from me, all sorts. If you have a few spare quid to join that team of amazing wanderers, please do go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. The only warning for this episode is that you're going to get fucking hungry, really deeply jealous of what we're eating. It would be weird if you didn't. We recorded this at a tiny but truly mighty restaurant called Black Axe Mangal in Islington. We were shown the most insane hospitality and generosity and treated to a feast that was without doubt the most exciting and delicious food I've ever had on this podcast ever. Mind-blowingly good. What an absolute monster Christmas treat. Lucky, lucky, lucky us.
This is going to be bloody exciting.
Yeah. It sounds like you've been here before. Before.
I have. I've been here only once before, which is surprising. A restaurant couldn't be more up my street.
Right.
But then I got a box sort of delivered from them as well.
We did Hoover once before. Fittingly, yes. There was beetroot. Yeah, I bought beetroot soup to your white home.
Yes.
And slopped it all around.
Yeah.
And we were both flirting with veganism and sort of very quickly realised neither of us were.
No, thank you.
I feel like that day was the beginning of both of our
We're like, no, come on, let's just...
We both sort of just gradually confessed to more and more things we were eating already that weren't vegan. And I just remember this sort of moment where we went, are we vegetarians? And by the end, I'm not even sure we managed
it really
that.
Well for like 3 months.
It's about the same, actually. You slip. I remember an aunt giving me a cup of tea with cow's milk and being like, oh, I can't say no to that. I'm at my aunt's house. That'd be rude. And then, before you know it, you're having a quick steak.
Suddenly, okay, I can't say no to this.
Yeah.
If I'm having the milk, I may as well have the head.
Yeah. Wasting it one, actually. Yeah. Right. It's a Pringle with caviar on it.
We'll do some shots as well.
Yeah, we're doing some shots. There's lunchtime shots. Christmas lunchtime shots. Come on. That's really delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
This is quite a new thing for me. Like, there's a couple of people I've seen do this for Christmas.
Really?
With
I know.
Sour cream and caviar.
Incredible.
Great.
You know, I think as well it feels like a quite a new thing to have a restaurant on a roundabout. I live in Lewisham and it's no longer with us. I've made it sound like a really sad person that's perished, but it was our only posh restaurant was also on a massive roundabout like this. But if you're listening and can hear the occasional vehicle passing, it's because we're right in the middle of Highbury and Islington. That was fucking yummy. He hasn't fucked about, has he? That is a handful of caviar.
It was great.
Come on.
Love it.
Right, we have to do the exciting
shots.
Do you remember the order, he said?
Vodka.
Yeah.
Soup, snack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Vodka, soup, snack.
That beetroot's amazing.
Fuck off, that is luck.
Mm.
Oh my God. Oh, is that heat in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's also the most delicious of it. Worryingly, I think I like vodka on its own now, it turns out.
Yeah, nice. It's when you get introduced to the world of actually nice vodka and nice tequila. You go,
I was going to say tequila's also on that list.
Well, until I was like 30, I was just drinking the roughest stuff possible. No wonder people are like, yeah, you got to do a lime with it as well, and then snort the salt and smash the glass into your eye.
Yeah.
Because you've just drunk the most disgusting floor cleaner you can possibly imagine. Where it turns out.
That was so good. Oh, Bernie.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to come and live here. I'm already having an absolutely great time. So this is going to be the Christmas special.
Great.
And we're here having a Christmas and special time. Tell me what your Christmas day looks like on the eating front, generally. Also, I'd love to know if you're already at a point where you're able to start making your own traditions, or are you still beholden to the eating rituals of your own or your partner's elders?
I think I'm still beholden to the traditions, but I don't mind that because I like the traditions, and I get very sentimentally attached to the traditions.
Definitely.
So I almost wouldn't want to change anything, and I know a lot of people can't wait to change those things. But going to my mum's, so we sort of alternate between my mum's and my my mother and father-in-law's. So we yet to do our own Christmas.
Yeah,
I think we just keep saying, oh, our house is too small, but it is not. We could do Christmas, but there's just sort of less seating areas for everyone.
Yeah.
So we'll be at my mum's, and then, but we'll be at ours on Christmas Eve, so we won't do anything for breakfast. If I'm waking up somewhere on Christmas Day, we're having like ham and eggs for breakfast.
Ham and eggs. Okay.
Ham and eggs for breakfast.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs.
I go fried.
Really?
I always go fried over scrambled.
So you've gone full Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. They're not green eggs.
Is there such a thing?
Well, I don't know. Because he was a wacky guy, right?
Yeah, big old. So wild,
I think
wild
he was
boy.
Just a bit silly about that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I don't know if the eggs themselves could be green, but I guess you could make a dish that has.
Someone somewhere's infused something.
Or a salsa verde or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he was talking. Maybe Dr. Seuss was talking about a salsa verde. And then a bit of toast, maybe. And normally if I wake up on Christmas Day and I'm feeling all right from Christmas Eve, I'll try and do some sort of exercise.
Wow!
Which is purely functional.
I'm
going to take on a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need to feel good going into it.
We've both done that today.
We've both done that today.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Duck liver parfait with a fried panettone.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Incredible. Thank you. Duck liver parfait, stuff like that. I just order it immediately. If it's on the menu, I'm going for it.
What do you want? Whoa.
It's interesting, those cherries. Was it? You were on tour recently and went back to the hotel and I'd not eaten dinner, so I ordered like a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to come with like a chutney or something.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to come with olives, that's right. And they brought those cherries, but I thought they were olives. And I started eating them. I was like, they're the booziest cherries ever. But it worked.
Yeah.
But I think it was an accident on behalf of the people working the night menu. So I'm very excited for this.
Okay.
Panettone as well. Yes. Yeah.
Come on, fried. Fried bread for fried cake. I feel like there, a lot of people got a lot of fried cake chat going on this Christmas. I'm going to let you go in there.
There's a lot of fried cake chat?
Yeah. Christmas cake, fried, with cheddar on top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was a good oh my god, by the way.
Yeah, was it?
Well,
good clarification.
You know, I never used to like Christmas pudding until I started frying it the next day. Fried Christmas pudding, just fry it in butter and like crumble it up in the pan.
Whoa.
And then with ice cream.
Come on.
It is outstanding.
Come on.
But that comes from my dad. My dad is just like a gross Christmas man. Like, like he always has like Stollen on the sideboard.
Yeah.
And I found him spreading butter on it. I'm like, what are you spreading butter on, Stollen? It's like 80% butter. He was like, no, it's nice, you should try it. I was like, I'm sure it's nice.
Oh, I love it.
This is going to be so Christmassy, isn't it, this?
Oh, God. Oh, I've dolloped it all onto what's going to be...
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a bit special.
That's the most Christmassy thing I've ever tasted.
Is it? Okay. Whoa. Wow.
So sorry, I got distracted. So back for breakfast.
Yep.
Traditional Christmas lunch, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, people are really down on turkey, but I don't mind
you can
it.
Make
you know.
It delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends how you cook it. And then, what sort of time of day are we moving on to that?
I'd say two o'clock. So
lovely.
The conflict is at my mum's house. It's 2 o'clock, 2:30, something like that. Which I think is the perfect time if you've had breakfast at like 9.
Yep.
9 or 10. Present after
especially
breakfast.
If there's been a bit of PE after breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to wait much longer than that. Has there been any nibbles in between?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or is
well,
there at least access
there's
to
some little
I know your dad
pre, pre-lunch. Yeah. If I was at my dad's, I've not been to my dad's for Christmas for ages, there'd be, okay. It'd just be constant.
I like the sound of him.
Definitely some nibbles, like.
Yeah.
But like your Marks and Spencer's bought nibbles.
Okay,
just
yeah,
get those
lovely.
In there. And then maybe some blinis with some smoked salmon or something.
This year, crisps.
Crisp and caviar. Yeah, I might do that actually. That's a great idea.
Why not?
Yeah. Lunch at 2:30. So the conflict is when we go to my in-laws, they always have Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner at like 6 o'clock.
So this is what my mum does.
It blew my mind the first time.
Yeah.
Also, my wife couldn't wrap her head around having Christmas dinner at 2:30. Mm-hmm. She was like, no, we have it at 6 o'clock. I'm like, the day's over at 6 o'clock.
You're on your second nap by
then. I'm onto the cheese board that I shouldn't have, but just do it out of tradition by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's turkey sandwich time. Yeah, my mum does exactly the same thing. And I just thought it was normal, and every partner I've ever had has been like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this? I think the other thing is you're battered by then.
Yeah.
You're so full of snacks, and you're so...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like slurring battered by then, even if you've taken it relatively slow, because you're working on a relatively, ironically, empty tum, which you've kind of been working on. I think December is like a slow build towards the magic day in terms of like capacity.
Well, this is great.
We started early December, really. Yeah. And then you get to the day, and if I have every third year at my mum's, and then you forget that. And you've got to leave it to the boss. Like, if the manager, whoever's cooking is in charge of when you eat that.
You can't be messing around.
No, but then you do that thing of being like, I don't know about actual exercise, but like a big frosty walk or something. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it's like, oh, I don't know. Two is ideal. I think two is ideal.
Yeah, I think two.
And a little bit of waiting might have been involved then that's sort of needed to tackle something of that magnitude.
Yeah.
Are there courses as part of yours? Or is it like the roast, but it's mega?
It's the roast. Yeah. So it's the nibbles and then the roast.
Yeah.
Not messing around with starters or anything like that. Because that's too much work for whoever's in charge of the kitchen.
Agreed.
And then obviously, pudding, Christmas pudding.
When are you going to have Christmas cake?
I don't know. It's just there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just always there.
I think that kind of stuff requires... I've got an Uncle Mike who makes Christmas puddings.
Yeah.
And if you've not seen Uncle Mike in the last 6 months, I'm not sure I'm going to have a Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
He's the one who soaked... Are you going to soak it for a year or something?
Oh, God, yeah. It's in... My mum does the Christmas pudding. There seems to be a Christmas pudding in the cupboard constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what year is that for? She's like, oh, it's 2 years ago.
I love it!
Yeah.
So all your Christmas pudding is vintage.
Yeah. I love Christmas pudding now, but mainly fried.
Yeah.
That's the same with everything, right? I can't get drunk on Christmas Day.
Oh, really?
And I'm taking on a lot of booze, but I'm also eating so much food.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's a worse hangover, though,
yeah,
because it's a food and booze hangover. I get food hangovers now.
Yeah. God, is that like, an age thing?
Yeah, I think
where
it
you're like,
be.
Oh, I've had a lovely dinner. Can I pay for that? Oh, my God.
I feel like I've got gout. Awful, just
can't
up,
talk like, about gout while we're eating parfait.
Yeah, I know.
I literally could feel
this is going to come back to bite me tomorrow, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Just wake up with like puffy hands.
I think there's something really solid about doing this at lunchtime, though.
Mm. I'm a lunch guy now.
Yeah, me too.
A long boozy lunch is absolutely the best way to go. But I went for a very long lunch recently that started at about 1. We were in the restaurant, and then we looked up, and we sort of knew the people who were running the restaurant, so they just sort of left us to it. And we looked up, and we were like, oh, it's still really busy. And then worked out that it was people who'd arrived for dinner. There must have been 2 hours where it was just us sat in the restaurant, and they, like, the staff had, like, prepping for the next service.
And you'd been present for every sitting.
Yeah. And then we went out, and we were like, okay, great, well, yeah, lovely to see you. We could go for a quick cocktail, couldn't we? And then... By that point, it's 9 o'clock, and you may as well have gone out for dinner.
Yeah. Crispy duck salad with poached quince.
Cheers. Happy Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, that's lush. Okay, so to finish the Christmas traditions, are there any surprises come the evening, or is it just like Lindor balls?
Well, it tends to... I'll be...
You can assume that that's a national occurrence now.
Look, if there's one knocking around, I'll pop it in.
Favourite Lindor ball?
Oh, good question. Well, actually, the main time I have Lindor balls is at my agent's office.
Okay.
Because they always have them in a big bowl.
Someone's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's them.
Yeah. Right. That's what I meant.
Certainly not the rest of us. And I try and get as many Lindor balls as possible that I reckon they bought with my commission.
Okay, yeah, good, if you could,
I like the classics, I like the red ones.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can't have too many.
I like the dark ones as well.
Big fan.
White ones are too sweet.
Fuck off the white ones, I'm with you on this.
Yeah. Is there a coconut one as well?
I'm not interested.
Not sure. The salted caramel one as well?
Yes, just one.
Just one?
I want one, and then
I thought you said there's just one in the world.
No, there's just one in the world, and I've had it, so you'll never get to try that.
Oh, no, I was looking forward to that.
Yep, nope, yum. No, it's the salted caramel Lindor ball is the sort of thing that makes you immediately go, and again.
No, don't.
Like, real nice time for one.
Let's get stuck into this.
But apparently now, Lindor, I digress. This is the point, isn't it? What podcast for if not this?
Yeah.
You can get pick and mix Lindor balls now. And even in normal supermarkets.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of flavours in there. There's like...
Oh, what flavours other than that?
Maybe I should go... I mean, really, this is a comedian's podcast, so I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to just guess. Prosecco? Yes or no?
A Prosecco Lindor ball?
Yeah.
What, you think...
Do you want that?
No, I don't want that.
No, I don't want that. Pistachio?
Not bad.
I want that.
Not bad, I want that.
Prosecco,
no, I fucking hate all that stuff.
Ham hock? Lindor ball?
Would try.
Yeah. With a crisp golden beer.
I do tend to trust that if something's been made into a flavour that it is nice.
Do you?
Even though I've been stung so many times in the past.
Yeah,
Christmas, I'm less picking at the sweet stuff later on in the day.
Okay.
I'm more so set on having a cheese board
because that is tradition, even
though I'd say in the last 5 years, I get to like 9 p.m. and I'm like, I cannot possibly eat a cheese board.
Yeah.
But then I just get my head down and I do it.
It's that kind of perseverance.
Because I have to.
Yeah.
Counts. Often with no crackers, nothing like that. No carbohydrate element.
Just a cheese?
Just straight cheese.
Not even like something fruity to cut through it, like an accidental cherry?
No. Now I might get
the
boozy cherries
boozy
involved.
Cherry.
But I will buy good enough cheese that I can just sit there.
Do it.
Yeah.
Perfect. The neat vodka of cheese. The snazzy. We've levelled up. We're all grown up.
Right. I wouldn't say grown up.
Give me your opinion on this duck salad.
This is fantastic.
Is it? Smells amazing. It looks amazing.
I love crispy duck anyway, but quince.
Yeah.
I mean, how often is anyone having quince, right?
Well, quince jelly with cheese.
Yeah, but not the actual.
Never just an apple. I didn't even know it was. It looked like that in its original form.
Yeah. What did you imagine it looked like?
What's the word? An okra, like a deep orange.
Yeah.
Furry pear. I thought it looked like.
A deep orange furry pear.
Yeah, not a big yellow crescent. This is lush. I love pickledy things.
It's so good. I do that when I'm excited about food as well. Jiggling around.
Quick dance. Whoa!
But yeah, booze-wise, I'm putting away a lot on Christmas Day, but it doesn't feel like it's touching the sides.
Teflon. Because it's so full of adrenaline.
Yeah.
You're excited about the prezzies and Santa.
Oh.
Or just the glee, the sheer human joy.
I don't give a shit about presents anymore.
Me neither. I find it stressful.
Less.
I wish that wasn't part of it now.
Yeah.
As anyone who's done it all before December even starts, I think it's as sort of toxic and triggering as an
I just think they clearly don't have enough stuff going on the rest of the year.
Yeah, totally.
Just get it done in December when you can. Mm. What me and my wife now do is, you pick a day in December.
Yeah.
We go out in London and then we just buy everything. We go, I like that. I go, right, I'll get you that after Christmas.
Really nice.
And
yeah.
Then we go for a nice meal at the end of the day. And every year for the last 5 years, the meal has got earlier and earlier and earlier.
Lovely.
As we're like, I just can't be bothered with this.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I love it.
We're having dinner at 4 o'clock.
Oh, it's great that you're on the same page about it. My girlfriend is really good at thinking of really brilliant presents. And again, like, should think of that as being great for me, but it just fills me with comparative shame.
Oh, no,
I've got nothing. Like, it's just, it is a competition, and I lose every birthday and every Christmas. I don't
think good at present
buying. Like
it's aggressive.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You go, I bought you this.
It's
like, well, I'm sure
off.
Your heart's in the right place, but to me, it's an act of war.
Hundred percent. Yeah, I'm sick of it. No, I'm
the
so unimaginative when it comes to presents that somebody for my birthday, which is in the summer, so it's nicely spread out for me with Christmas, got me a voucher for someone to come around your house and do a beauty treatment, and I had the best massage I've ever had.
Great.
It was, no offence to all the other times, the best hour of my life. So, spoiler, I'm just getting everyone I know a massage.
But that's great. You've found something that you like and you think other people might like.
They better.
They better.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Even for the sort of children.
Yeah, stressed out kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I think my son is. He's 8 and he does. He's already got like that. He's like a man on the edge.
His shoulders are up here.
Yeah,
right?
He's tense. A lot of tears about nothing. He's ready for a holiday.
I've done that. I bought my wife massage vouchers before and I bought my mum like a spa voucher.
Mm.
And it is good. But the one I bought for my wife, it was at the Lush Spa.
Mm.
And it was like nautical themed. Because they love a theme.
Yeah.
So she went in to have the massage and they were playing like sea shanty. It was an amazing massage, but about 40 minutes in, the sea shanty comes on, which is like loads of sailors going, roll in the whale.
No!
Fall in the whale.
And she's lying there in her pants. I don't want to hear a song about a whale when you're lying in your keg.
Feeling like she's being hauled in.
Just as they start to do your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
All in the
As soon as I walked in, there's just the smell of the oven in here is off the charts, isn't it? Smoky smell. Whoa.
The only thing I was worried about when you said it was here was when I came here before them. They like a loud, loud track.
And they're really open about that. Like all over the booking stuff, it says be prepared for it to be loud. Like it's fun, it's
fun,
lively.
It's
and
party
I thought,
time.
Oh bollocks, maybe we can't. But what, I'll email anyway. And then we got to sneak in.
Yeah.
It's not open normally. The snazziest I've ever felt. Hmm. You're a proper you're a tellyman. You're a professional eater.
Yeah.
I've made a podcast where I get to do it. And so have you as well. But also,
Although we don't eat on that, so no, it's nice to have the opportunity to actually eat something.
But you do on the box. It's got to be a dream come true.
Oh, totally. Totally. And I've done 3 series of GBM now, and it's still really exciting to me.
Yeah.
We've just finished the last one. I've finally managed to work out the rhythm of how to not feel awful at the end of every day.
I was
going
to say, so I just want to know the eating side of it, because it's so exciting. Everything you're going to get to taste is so exciting. But, like, there are downsides to working in something brilliant. Is that the lens through which you view it, once it becomes work, is slightly different.
Yeah, totally.
So with comedy, for example, you know, it looks like your gig's going to get cancelled. That fills you with joy.
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world. Yeah.
Or you're harder to make laugh, basically.
Yeah,
if something really sideswipes you, you have to be very surprised by something for it to make you laugh, generally now, as a comedian.
I am harder to make laugh, but what I've found is what I've find funny has completely regressed now. So what makes me laugh is the simplest, stupidest thing.
Yeah.
Like, and when I was first getting into comedy and starting to do stand-up, I loved all the clever stuff. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, see what they've done there, it's really interesting. Now I'm like, just give me a fart and someone falling over.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Oh, exactly the same. Yeah. I went really pretentious, and it got to a point where I was like, I think you basically need to be. I need to be also crying to be laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, what have I become?
Yeah.
And then it comes full circle. But also, I think having gaps from it really helps.
Yeah.
Like doing it and consuming it. And then you come back to live work, I mean.
Yeah.
It's totally different to what makes you chuckle on telly or on a podcast or whatever. But then suddenly, I love, like, just a week or two off of watching any or doing any, and you come back a much better laugher.
Change the direction. Have you got some sweet breads on? Smoked pork belly.
Wow.
Black bean sauce, radishes.
Oh my god.
Incredible.
God, look at that.
Sweetbreads, pork belly. But I do wonder, like, with eating, when eating becomes part of your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said you've worked out how to do it.
Yeah, because I think for the first series,
because every now and again they show people basically giving away their seat. I remember somebody was on a panel for something, it might have been MasterChef or something, and they were like, they said they'd fast for 3 days or something ridiculous, and I was like, that's not going to serve your purpose, because your tummy will have shrunk.
Yeah, exactly, and then if you're so hungry that you're not even taking into account what you're eating, you're just getting it down.
Yeah.
So I think for the first series, definitely, and probably into the second series, I was so giddy with the novelty of being given all this amazing food.
Yeah.
But I was judging it properly, but I was eating everything.
Yeah.
By the time you get to finals week is 4 days in a row.
Oh god.
Day one is 8 starters.
Oh god.
Day two is 8 fish dishes.
Oh god.
Day three is 8 mains. Day four is 8 desserts.
And the series one, you did it all.
Yeah.
Just clean plates.
Yeah.
And I love it.
But now I'm like three tastes really.
Three tastes, yeah. And with a taste, do you have to put a little bit of everything that's in that dish on your fork and go big fork?
I do.
Daddy fork.
I do that, but then also I taste everything individually as well.
Right.
Especially the sauce. So me and Nisha Katona is another one of the judges.
Yeah.
They must have to cut out so many disgusting shots of us pouring sauce onto a spoon and just eating the sauce straight.
I mean,
because the fucking sauces these people are making
so
are just incredible.
Incredible. If it comes in a little dish, I now, and this is something I think about, I've recently turned 40, I don't give a fuck anymore, I just shot it.
Yeah.
I want the salt and the chilli. Like, I think it started happening with dips.
Yeah. Just get it down.
I can just take it now. It's like, I want that bit, but yeah. Oh god, okay. Right, going in.
Oh wow.
The sweetbreads are so good.
Mmm. That is the most chunky, juicy, satisfying, big wallop, comforty, round. Whoa.
Such a nice level of spice as well.
Wow, it's special bits, special business. That is lush. I don't think I've ever had sweetbreads before.
They're so good.
Crispy, yummy outside. Why aren't they everywhere? I have been missing out. That is
people get weirdly put off by sweetbreads.
Yeah, well, and all awful, really.
But they don't taste like awfully if you say like.
No.
They're not like sort of a tripey taste, which I also love, by the way.
I need to try it. I've never tried it. I think if you're listening and you've never tried sweetbread and you're scared, if you like even like karaage or something like that, even if you like a meatball, you would love it.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's very delicate.
It's not
as
scary
well.
At
yeah.
all. It's like this light, fluffy, really lovely, yummy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, it's me interrupting my own podcast, as I always do these days, with a collection of your best answers to our Christmassy listener question. I wanted to know what you do with your leftovers at Christmas. I wanted to hear all your leftovers stories when it comes to Christmas eating, for the love, well, I should say for the hate of waste. By the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please make sure you're following at the Hoovering Pod on Instagram and on Twitter, formerly known as X, because that's where I ask the questions. And we have a phone number that you can WhatsApp us on, leave voice notes. Anyway, here we go. Here are some of my favourite answers for this. These ones are the ones that have made it into our Christmas special episode. So, Joe Berridge on X says, weirdest and worst thing has to be throw it away. I couldn't agree more. Who does that? Who is throwing food away? Especially into the big bin, you perverts. Stop. Can you stop? This is my Christmas mission this year. I'm even going to say it to my in-laws. Please stop putting food in the big main bin. You might as well literally be sort of hand-punching the planet. Please stop doing it. If you haven't got a food bin, you can take it, can't you, to compost it. There are so many things you can do. Google it. Look at what your local council would do with food waste. I promise there'll be something better to do with it than sticking it in the food bin. There'll be pets you can leave it for. Okay, anyway, yeah, I agree, Joe. That is the weirdest. She then goes on to say, but the best thing you can do is turn it into sandwiches, all of it. She's written Yorkshire pudding layer in the middle, slices of roast potato, etc. Oh, my crumbs. I hadn't even considered joining a Yorkshire pudding in on my Christmas dinner, and this year I am in charge of cooking and I'm going to do that. Joe, I think you've just made my Christmas day way better. Next answer came in from Sarah Pascoe. Who's that? Never heard of her. I think it might have been my Christmas special guest last year. She piped up on Instagram to say, Jess, Do you know about frying Christmas cake and serving it with cheese? Slice a Christmas cake, probably the thickness of expensive bread, fry it on both sides for a minute or so, then slice of cheddar on top. And then she's done that emoji where someone's tongue's sticking out the side of their mouth like a happy dog, like her dog Mouse. I didn't know about this. Ruffy does a helper's replied and said, hard goat's cheese, even better. Wow, okay. And then Just for Art has replied, 100% frying slices of leftover Xmas pudding the following day, pudding or cake. They've written in lots of butter. This could be an Irish thing, question mark. My fam did it every year. Okay, well, it might have been an Irish thing originally, but it's going to make its way this year to Lewisham. And, okay, Dented Dave on Instagram has said, a friend made me Brussels sprout sandwiches to take to work. How's this going to go? He's written, and very nice they were too. Oh, that is a really. Oh, Ross Phillips on Instagram has just written this. Oh my God, I'm almost aroused by the economy of language here. The sheer fit simplicity of what Ross has written. They've written, buttered turkey curry. You can't go wrong, can you? Turkey, yum, yum, yum. Curry, yum, yum, yum. Butter. Don't even need to say anything about butter. Oh, I want that. Okay, last one in this Christmas special. Fraulene Caro on Instagram. Right. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My mouth is crying. I'm about to read this out. Ready? Breakfast hash. Any leftover roasted veg, brackets, I like sprouts, parsnips and carrots best, including potatoes, chop them up into bite-sized pieces, that'd be quite big for me, fry them up, add some bacon if you like, yes I do like, or use leftover turkey, ham, pigs in blankets, whatever you've got. I like to chuck in some gherkins as well. Fried eggs on top, perfect hand emoji. Add baked beans if you like. Of course I like. Ooh, that sounds so good. What big messy slump of yummy yum, 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 yum. Oh, you guys, you have surpassed yourself. Let's get back into this mighty episode.
Have you got anything that you love cooking with leftovers, Christmassy leftovers?
No, the leftover sandwich I look forward to more than the actual Christmas dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Big time. Big time. It's a triple decker.
Okay.
I do the Ross Geller Moist Maker.
Say that again.
Do you know about the Ross Geller Moist Maker?
No, I am not the friend's aficionado I'm meant to be.
Okay, well, I thought I invented it and then someone said, no, that's the Ross Geller Moist Maker. I was like, that's where I got it from.
Okay.
Turns out it's from Friends because I learned most of the stuff I know from Friends. Get all the leftovers, basically. So turkey, pigs in blankets, stuffing, bread sauce, sprouts. If they're often the next day, they're not
they're
great.
A bit farty.
Maybe smelly, a parsnip maybe. Here and there.
Yeah, I love it. If it's still got a bit gluey.
Yeah.
It's still like a bit honey.
Love it. Yeah. And then I'll do like a triple decker situation, but the bread in the middle, or ham
What's
as well.
What's the bread Ham's in the middle going, for?
Well, the bread in the middle, I'll get leftover gravy, put that in a frying pan, warm it up so it melts down again so it's warm, and then basically put the bread in, soak it in the gravy, flip it over, get it all soaked, and that goes in the middle, and that's your moisture in the sandwich. And that deals with, the turkey maybe being a bit dry.
I was going to say, so not cranberry sauce.
No.
Just a sodden, a gravy sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sodden gravy sponge.
Yeah.
It really works.
Yeah.
But I look forward to that, more than the actual dinner itself.
If you can have a version of a meal that you can just hold.
Yeah.
In cradle.
Rather than
cuddle, but I think that is also what I meant a little bit.
Yeah.
That you can just hold dear.
There is definitely a sentimental thing to it when I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Well, like when you go out and you get like a big sandwich or a takeaway or something and it's got weight to it.
Yeah. I agree.
Feels quite sort of intimate.
What's the heaviest thing you've ever eaten?
Heaviest thing?
Apart from your Christmas Day sandwich.
So my favourite thing to get in the world for the sheer weight of it and the excitement of the fact I'm about to eat this really heavy thing is the large mixed kebab from Palmyra in Edinburgh.
Come on, my god,
I'm so excited every time I get it.
Yeah,
and then they wrap it up, put it
even
in the bag.
Even if you're not even going anywhere, they say, do you want a bag? And you say, I'm afraid I have to say yes.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
And just I'm always surprised by the weight of it.
You sort of have to pop it on your back, like one of those like weights that you carry back to your lunges with.
To carry it
the
over like
a worm on your back.
Like a roll of carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll do that obviously if I'm at the Fringe, and then if I'm on tour in Edinburgh, that's after the gig.
Yeah.
Straight to Palmyra, get one of those.
Yeah. Oh, it's the perfect post-gig experience. Mm. The last thing I remember being surprised by the weight of, it's not a dissimilar meal, but it's a burrito. Big boy burrito, because you've got then, you know, guacamole is probably the heaviest of the sauces.
Yes,
there's
it's
meat
barely
and
a sauce, is it?
It's almost a solid. I like being past it, and then that straight away your hand goes, and look, they're like, oh, your bicep gives way.
And you do weightlifting as well, so imagine the people who aren't lifting weights being past guacamole.
They're just crushed to the floor by
They're getting doms the next day. Yeah. Burritos, I tend to diabetically, or what I mean, because I can handle most things and I work out how to deal with all of it.
Yeah.
Burritos are one of the only things I avoid, really. Mm-hmm. Just because of the sheer, like, the wrap. Then they're packing it with rice.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things. I'm like, I don't know how to work out how much insulin to give for that, because it's just
like
a fucking nappy full of carbs.
A full one.
Yeah,
too.
A full nappy of carbs. Yeah. But I do, I follow a couple of burrito restaurants on Instagram, and I like looking at them.
Yeah. Oh,
the places that do the massive ones. The beans as well. I mean, that's it's heavy food.
Of course,
you've
got beans as well. I knew there was another heavy ingredient. Mm. Last time we spoke, actually, I just remembered you were like, pizza was the one thing you would dodge then, just in terms. And I found, actually, as I got older, I don't want a pizza in the day. It's going to make me too sleepy.
It writes off my day. Yeah. Like, I will have a pizza now and again.
Of an evening.
Yeah. Of an evening where I'm in. Yeah. I don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
And I can just, wipe out my diary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having a pizza, that's the end of my night. But during the day, no.
No.
Nightmare.
Absolutely not.
Grandiosis.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Grandiosis.
Oh my God, look at that. Uzi business. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love just the pickles on top as well. It's just...
Fucking hell.
Because I really should come to this restaurant every week, because it is absolutely everything that I love.
It is amazing.
Massive flavours.
Yeah.
And interesting stuff as well.
It's so interesting, and really nice combinations of this. Like,
yeah.
Everything's had... It's just ticked every box, isn't it? Big... loads. Everything's got smokiness to it. I think that's their, like, signature, isn't it? But also... some of the sexiest deployment of sweetness with tanginess.
We should get you on as a guest on Great British Menu and say things like sexy deployment.
I love it. I still feel like a little shudder of middle class shame if I ever use the word umami or unctuous.
But things are unctuous.
Things are unctuous. This is unctuous.
Unctuous. And there's no other word that is as appropriate.
This is probably the most unctuous lunch I've ever had.
Unctuous. That's one way, if I use it when we're out, my wife, like, I probably think she's going to leave me. So unctuous.
Whoa. This changed my life. That's changed my life. Yeah, it's fucking extraordinary.
Yeah.
Just reminded me of the first time I'd ever had any sort of hot cheese. Like when you... The first time you realised you could put a camembert in an oven and go at it like that. It's that, but made easier with a thicker cheese, isn't it? With this,
more cheese on toast.
A more powerful cheese, yeah.
I normally have that around Christmas as well, actually.
I went through a phase as a teenager... maybe even a bit younger than a teenager, a bit of a latchkey kid, like, you know, sort yourself out attitude, everyone's busy and at work, a bit scared of my grill, because it was gas and it was up high, and I had to get on a chair
Gas grills are crazy.
Yeah.
They're like a saw trap.
Yeah, and it wasn't like you turned a dial, you had to find your own fire, find a parent's lighter, lean up on a stool or a chair, set the gas on. I was fucking terrified of it. But also laziness, began putting some cheddar on bread and just microwaving that for a minute.
Oh my God. Well, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. don't ring
that's
anyone.
Not unctuous.
Yeah. That's not unctuous. No, it wasn't unctuous. Soggy, but it scratched an itch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was soggy as hell. Soggy as hell.
Yeah. I was, you know, from whatever age I was grilling. I was grilling was cheese grilling. On toast.
Okay, you knew what you were doing.
But putting, you know, ham on there, all sorts of cheese.
Extra shit. It.
Yeah, yeah, extra shit.
I know it gets dangerously hot, but you need some tomato element in a cheese on toast for me now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I'd say avoid that. I'll go.
Really?
Avoid. Yeah. Normally I'd go Marmite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marmite butter, mm-hmm. mature cheddar cheese. That's all you need, really.
Okay.
Personally. But that's the wonderful thing about cheese on toast.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a different one.
Yep. Marmite, it's serving a similar purpose to the cheese. I want something to do something else in there as well.
Disagree that the Marmite's serving a... Let's not fall out over this, Jess.
Okay.
I think the Marmite's serving a similar...
It's been so friendly until now.
What you've got to think about Marmite is the umami.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
It cuts through.
Mm.
But I guess it depends what cheese you use.
What about a bit of heat on your cheese on toast? A bit of some sort of chilli element.
Yeah. I'd do that.
Like a sprinkle of a sambal, something like that.
Well, cheese on toast for me is... What have I got in the house? Let's do some cheese on toast.
Yeah.
I very rarely have a sambal knocking around.
Do you?
No.
I'm going to sort that out for you as a Christmas present from
Thank
me.
You.
Quick fire questions.
Would you rather eat a little bit of carpet or a little bit of parquet? If it's not possible to choose, then you have to pick at least one floor type that you could swallow.
Oh, I'm not quite sure I know what parquet flooring is, you know. Is it like lino?
It's like crisscross like that. School halls. Yeah, I think school halls.
So wood?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I think you can make it out of stuff that's not real wood.
I go carpet then.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I chew it for a while, but...
Can't be that different to a big long kiwi. Imagine a big long kiwi.
It's like a big long kiwi.
Probably full of fibre. Yeah, yeah.
How well... Is it new carpet? Is it clean carpet? Is it new carpet?
Yes, I'll give you that, yeah.
All right, thank you. Yes. Carpet then. Thank you for giving me that.
Best revel. Go.
I've not had revels in so long.
I can give you a breakdown if you can't remember the options.
This is so sad, but I always look forward to finding the minstrel.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I should have just got a bag of minstrel, shouldn't I? Also, I like the coffee.
Me too.
Yeah, I like the coffee.
Yeah, no.
So it's minstrel or coffee. Let's go coffee. Go on, let's throw it out there, coffee.
Whoa. And you said you weren't that into alternative comedy?
Right.
Okay, what is the most futuristic thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, I can think of some.
Oh God!
Oh yeah!
Oh my goodness!
So it's just a bit. There's a potatoes, ox heart, houseplant, broccoli,
pickle. Potatoes, ox heart.
Yeah, a little bit of kimchi butter.
Kimchi butter.
Oh, kimchi butter, of course.
Just a little bit of that. What are those mushrooms, please?
Pickled simeji
mushrooms and ox heart. Fucking
this
get that over here.
Incredible.
Oh, I thought it was full.
The most futuristic thing I've ever eaten.
Oh my God, look at the potatoes. Jesus Christ.
We're just staring. See, this is the problem with the quickfire round. If.
Oh. Wow.
I've eaten some insects before.
Insects are futuristic.
Well, I feel like they are futuristic. Everyone
they really
keeps
are.
Saying they're futuristic, right? Because they're going to be a very important source of protein in the future.
Yeah.
Environmentally.
I hope so, but I sort of don't.
Well, they were pretty good insects, though.
I will get on board. Were they yummy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, they're like, chefs that use them are know that they have different flavour profiles as well, so they're quite citrusy.
Oh wow.
And then you can add, I think they take spice quite well.
Nice.
But this was a chef called Santiago Lastra who runs Cull in Fitzrovia.
Okay.
It's a really amazing sort of fine dining Mexican restaurant.
Yum.
But he was renting a house in Acton.
Yeah.
And basically gutted the kitchen and put a professional kitchen in there and was there for a year testing recipes out.
What?
And invited a few people over.
Right.
It's hard as well.
God. You didn't need to be. You already was. Could have been an absolute donkey.
Exactly, yeah.
I would.
Invited us over. and just gave us loads of food. And the first thing was some insects. I don't think they're on his menu at Cole now, but they are tasty. So that's the most futuristic
thing. Well, we all know
thing.
They will be one day, and he's planned ahead. Oh, yes. Right. I'm going to have my first try of ox heart. I'm going to try and be...
Is this your first ox heart?
It's my first ox heart.
It's possibly the least vegan thing in the world, yeah. Ox heart.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope. You start drinking the milk, well, you know it.
Your heart.
I love my heart.
I have had days where I realise at the end of the day I've eaten all of the meats.
Yeah.
The main
meats.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The main meats.
The main meats.
Yeah.
You know.
There wasn't...
I've not had quail or anything.
I was going to say
yeah.
Crocodile. That is so soft and lovely. It's amazing, isn't it? Wow.
It happened for me a while ago that the meal became the main part of an evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Where... Yeah. For a while, like, you're like, oh, we'll go out for some food and then we'll go out.
Yeah.
You're like, now I'm like, oh, I'm out. This is it. I've done it.
Yeah.
We're finishing. We maybe have a drink afterwards, but mainly I'm going home.
Yeah. We've done... The exciting thing was the food. And what we're going to talk about will be the food.
Yeah. And I'm going to go home and digest it like a big python.
Yeah.
So I just need to. I need to get back.
Big leggy python. Yeah. I feel exactly the same. It's really exciting. It does need preparing for. It needs respecting.
Yeah.
And equally, if I'm meeting up with someone to catch up with them, especially if, like, it's been a while or
yeah.
emotions are going to be involved, do you know what I mean? I don't really want to sully that with a meal that's not going to get properly
get the attention
attended
deserves.
To.
Yeah.
So... Should we just meet for a cup of tea? Like, because I really want to hear all your stuff, and I'm going to be distracted if,
yeah,
if we do it over Alexa, because that's going to really take my
yeah.
mind off your.
It's
going to
make
what
me
I'm
look like
listening
a bad
to.
Friend.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I've been accused by my girlfriend of being obsessed with tender stem broccoli.
It's
I just
good
think
stuff.
It's better than the OG. It's so much better.
The thing is, I feel bad for OG broccoli because it's been absolutely.
It's like the perm.
It's been blown out
of
water.
Yeah.
It's a perm. I mean, it looks like one as well, right?
Yeah. Big, bunchy idiot. Who wants like, that anymore? Now we know we could have tiny, tasty, smoky, charred tendrils of that on a delicious, crunchy stick.
On off menu, if someone picks burrata, we normally ask, do you feel bad for mozzarella?
Yes, fair play.
Because it had its day.
Oh, man, and what is it now?
Yeah,
dust.
What is it now? It's like, you cut into a mozzarella, you're
it's
like
the Nescafe
not...
red coffee.
Yeah, that's
now
not
that
squirt.
We know what
that's
coffee
not squirting
could be.
Everywhere. Why is that not oozing? Oh, it's a mozzarella.
Very funny. Jenny Beard really made me laugh when she started doing stuff in the gym. And she kept getting distracted because she thought the ball of chalk that you're allowed to go and squeeze in the thing kept reminding her of a burrata, and it really does, actually.
Exactly the sort of thoughts
and
I
now
have
I
in the
think
gym
of
well.
It every single
yeah, yeah.
time I see the chalk.
A burrata
oozing burrata in
yeah.
the middle of pizza.
It would actually be the worst thing to squeeze in the gym.
Gross.
If you want a grip.
Gross. Yeah. Stinky after a while. I only got one quick fire question out, and I've got busy eating that. Oh, oh my God, yum.
Hit me with some more.
Quick fire questions. What's the most interesting thing you've ever found in something you were eating?
Found?
Yeah, have you ever found an object in something you were eating?
Oh, this story's awful.
Yes, please, then.
But it's not... I was there, but it wasn't me.
Okay, that's fine.
Tom Needham.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful writer.
Yeah.
Puts on brilliant shows. I went to university with him, we did comedy stuff together, and we were in a pub in Durham, and he was drinking a Coke in a pub.
Oh God.
And he crunched down on a bit of ice and went, oh my God, guys, this isn't a joke, and pulled out a fingernail. There was a fingernail frozen into one of the cubes of ice.
No.
You know when something's happening and you know in the moment you're never going to forget it. I was like, this is it, I'm going to remember, this is probably the last thing I remember before I die.
People
crowding
really
around me going,
it.
Ed, are you alright? And I go, there was a fingernail in the ice. And then I'll die.
When you're properly addled.
Yeah, you go, oh, he's really...
And you're just
like they're all you've got left are snippets from your childhood.
Yeah.
It's your last
he's, word. He's, bless him, he doesn't know what he's talking about. There was a figure that had Tom Needham had the figure out of his eyes.
We'll know what you're on about. But sadly, we'll also be ancient. We won't be able to back you up.
Yes, he did.
Oh, God, horrific. I love it. Have you ever eaten food intended for a pet?
I'm sure I've eaten dog chocolate at some point.
Yeah. It's a classic.
I don't even know if I have, but I bet I've been over at someone's house at a party or something and just popped in some dog chocolate.
I mean, it doesn't taste dissimilar to the chocolate that you'd get in a pound shop advent calendar.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'd happily eat dog chocolate.
Fine. And no other option, would you eat a person?
Would I eat a person?
Yeah, I mean, I've left it broad because you're allowed to give caveats.
Me any, yeah, any...
Yeah, you can be like, they need to have been an absolute cunt.
You're already dead. Yeah.
You know, quite a lot of people go, I don't think I could kill them, but I could probably eat them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the classic would be in a plane crash situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With your rugby team or your hockey team.
Yeah. I'm with my rugby team and we've crashed. I think if they were already dead recently.
Yeah. We've never been joined
by a cooking
crash. I'd
probably have maybe a butt carpaccio.
Really nice.
Now it's time for the Big Ben question.
Santa gets poisoned by a bitter little elf. He fired after last year for consistently failing to meet the company's already pretty threadbare and antiquated equality and diversity standards. Because their hot takes on wokeism being more real than COVID just weren't flying in the workplace anymore. Not only can Santa not do the gifts and stuff, he's at death's door. Luckily, the elf has agreed to deliver an antidote to the poison now, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, Ed, agree to do a CrossFit underwater class, but it's not water, you're submerged in a swimming pool full of brandy cream. Solid hour under there, doing a really spicy triplet of rowing, heavy double dumbbell devil's press, and a bar muscle ups. It sounds impossible, but you do it, you're a hero.
Oh, that's good.
You've gone down in history as the person who saved us all from the death of Christmas.
I don't think I could do the muscle ups.
You
though.
Could, no. You
I guess
could.
I mean, no,
it's
I'm
a fantasy situation.
Also, could. Brandy cream, there's a bit more. Yeah.
Get a bit of give, you can use it for slip.
Yeah.
It's lube.
Yeah.
You deliver the antidote, you've gone down in history as a saviour. You've saved Christmas. It's a classic situation, really, but I don't know if you can imagine how amazing you'd feel in that situation. You're on top of the world.
Yeah.
And you're fucking starving because that took ages. That workout was epic. Like, you are hungry, the opposite of how you feel now.
Yeah. I don't know, I could keep going.
You should ask this question at the beginning.
Yeah.
Your reward is the adulation of all people for all time, but your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams, is the opposite of a last meal. You couldn't be happier and you couldn't be hungrier.
Yeah.
I would love to know, like, in that, like, joyous, hungry moment, and this is only your answer right now, but in that scenario, what would you eat and drink? And you can have a who, with, and where if you want. You can sit, you can put it in a situation if that makes the eating better.
Sure. And this is just how I'm feeling at the moment.
2 hours' time, you could give a different answer, right? So we'll acknowledge that. So this is just your answer now.
So, for starters, I want to be brought a whole parmesan.
Okay. All right.
And they crack the lid off, which I've seen them do before live, and it's incredible. The noise. Oh my god.
Is it like a snap?
Yeah. And they'll put like little sort of knives in the side and then turn them all bit by bit like keys because they want to crack it off like perfectly level.
It's made me get my hair's gone off my arms.
Then there's crack and this whole lid lifts off.
Come on.
And I basically bring me that and a knife and a fork.
Yeah.
And I'll just break off shards of that and eat that, which there's a restaurant called Beast. I don't know if it's still there. It was run by the same people who run Burger and Lobster and Goodman.
Yeah.
I think they just massively overpriced it in the end, but the starter was basically break off bits of parmesan and eat it. Just incredible. So I want that, and then I want a big shelf. I want a big shellfish platter, king crab, lobster, huge prawns, but like impossibly big. Maybe it should feel nautical.
Maybe nautical for you. That's nice.
Maybe in the massage room at Lush. They're playing all the sea shanties.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I want that and then
and
just
we're
like.
All in the whale. All in the whale.
Maybe some garlic mayo or something.
Okay,
Pretty simple.
Lovely,
big old bit of lemon.
Lovely.
Squeeze that over. definitely want that. I mean, I don't want everything we've had today as well, to be honest.
You can have that next.
Yeah,
it's
a
fantasy situation, so you can never get full.
Yeah, and then I think maybe just the Colin the Caterpillar.
Great.
Yeah.
Really
I
good.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it's
going to
be that.
Yeah. And just access to the whole caterpillar, ideally.
Yeah, access to the whole caterpillar, but mainly face and arse, right?
Yeah.
Maybe some horrible hybrid Colin the Caterpillar where it's all face and arse.
Cut out the middle man, literally.
Yeah, exactly, literally.
Cut out the middle pillar. Yeah. Yes.
Whoa!
Some freshly foraged
holly.
Oh! Off the tree this morning.
Brilliant.
Come on! I love it!
Yeah, so deep fried mince pies, some eggnog ice cream.
What?
Shall I?
Yes, please. You be mum.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna slice the ice cream, guys.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Get your hands in. Oh my god. Of course, there's mince inside.
In fact, I'm
it's like a fucking donut. It's a mince pie donut. It's a cronut. Come on. Look at that. Fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's my first mince pie-based thing of the season.
Is it?
So, I actually think this is going to really ruin...
Yeah, all the others.
So I just...
Yeah.
Totally. Grab a little quarter there.
Yeah.
Grab a little spoon of this.
Yeah, a big spoon of that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, the smell of it. Wow. Spicy.
That was so good.
Oh.
Don't need Christmas dinner though.
Hoovering Podcast.
Oh my crumbs, I'm still slightly high off that time we had. Wowzers! That food, man. And what a dream guest to share it with. I think I was peak giddy for the whole thing. I sound like I was having a slightly manic episode. And I think I was, I'm afraid. Sorry. It was just all so fucking exciting. And at lunchtime. Vodka and whiskey at lunchtime. Who even am I? I don't have merch, and I probably will die having never had merch. But if I did, I'd get merch that said, maybe Dr. Zeus was talking about Salsa Verde. I genuinely can't bear to ask you to follow Ed Gamble on social media. It's madness, and of course you already do. So instead, I just want to implore you to get his book. It's called Glutton, and get yourself tickets to see his next tour show starting in March next year, Hot Diggity Dog. He is the most funny man. Go, 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 go. And obviously also don't forget to come and see my new show Metal on Tour from Feb as well, yeah? Gift some tickets to someone and save a few bits of coral reef with the purchasing of one less object. Making your Christmas present to them. Listen, on that note, Merry Bloody Christmas, please, lads. Even if it's not your thing, for whatever reason, religious or just hate it. Enjoy some rest and some delicious hoovering if you can. You deserve it.
Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fostercue. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.